better and better.
This week's parsha is parsha's Emor. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Emor al Kohanim bnei Aaron. God said to Moshe, "Say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, va'amarto aleihem, and you will say to them, lenefesh leitam ba'amov, you should not become tamei for anybody among the people. You should not become tamei for any of the people." Now the question is, okay, we know it says Emor al Kohanim bnei Aaron, say to the Kohanim bnei Aaron. Why is it repeated va'amarto aleihem, and you will say to them? What's the repetition of the word Emor va'amarto? So the first answer is given by Rashi over here. Emor l'kohanim, Emor v'yamarta, says Rashi, lahazir gedolim al ketanim, to warn the gedolim about the ketanim, to warn the gedolim about the ketanim. In other words, like this. Normally, typically, you know that if a katan is doing something that's halachically incorrect, meaning he's playing with a muksa toy, you have a 3-year-old kid, he's playing with a muksa toy in the back. So you don't have to stop him. You don't have to tell him, put the toy down or anything like that. What do? You allow him to keep doing it. You allow him to keep doing whatever they're doing. But you can't be misayeya. That means you can't put the muksa toy into their hands and say, here, play with this muksa toy.
Hold it, the light switch.
Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was very makbid to not allow a kid to be machal Shabbos for him to be your Shabbos goy. He said that it led into very, very bad things for the child, that the child deep down inside knows he was machal Shabbos. So you can't take a kid, if the light is off and you want it on or whatever it is, you can't take a kid up to the light switch to turn it on, even with a shinoi or whatever it is, because the kid remembers in his head, oh, I remember that one time when I did it. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach was very makbid. That's what happened. Over here, in Kedusha, in Parshas Kohanim, we're talking about the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen and everything like that. We talk about all that Kedusha. You think to yourself, maybe I should always stop him. Maybe you think to yourself, I should always stop him, even if he's playing with something. If the kid that's a Kohen was walking inside a basic forest, inside a cemetery, I would think, I can really take him out. I can't just let him play there. I really have to take him out. That's what we're telling you over here. Over here, more than any place else, lahazir gedolim al ketanim, to warn the gedolim about the ketanim, not like a regular katan that you can let him continue to play. The way the Rabbeinu Bechaya looks at it is that you got to take him even more so and take him out from the different things that he's doing and stop him from doing what he's doing. That's what you're chayiv to do over here. That's the idea of kids beyond Shabbos. But there's another problem. Tell me, anybody know if Pinchas was a Kohen? Pinchas was the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron. Was he a Kohen?
No.
It's Machlokas.
Not now.
Very good. It's Machlokas. One opinion says that he was, just like all the other Kohanim, because they were born in Tikkun, etc. But the other opinion, which is more mainstream, that everybody knows about, is that Pinchas did not become a Kohen until later on, when he was made a Kohen for the Maisa that he did with Zimri, when he took the spear and killed Zimri and Cosby. That's when he became a Kohen, but until that point, he wasn't. Who is Kohanim right now? Aaron, Elazar, Itamar, and obviously Nadav and Avihu, before they died. But those five people altogether were the only people that were Kohanim. Nadav and Avihu, Elazar, Itamar, and Aaron. Nobody else. Now don't tell me, well, they were probably the only five Kohanim there. Remember, Aaron was 86 years old. Now he may have only had four kids, but his kids must have been old. I mean, we're talking, they must have been somewhat old at the time. He's 87 years old at the time, 88 years old. His kids must have been somewhat old. They couldn't have been 20, 10 years old. These kids were older. They must have had kids. They might even have had grandkids at this time. And Pinchas is a proof. Pinchas was a child from those people. Pinchas was around at the time, but Pinchas never really became a Kohen yet. What about the other Kohanim? Same thing. Same thing as Pinchas. They weren't really Kohanim yet. Lahazir gedolim al ketanim is something so interesting. So what was the status of Pinchas? Could Pinchas go to a cemetery? Was Pinchas allowed to deal with a dead body? Was he allowed to pick up a dead body? Was he allowed to do that stuff?
Killed somebody.
No. But he's not a Kohen. So why wasn't he allowed to do that? So listen to this. Pinchas and all the other Kohanim that were not really Kohanim had all the chumras. Had all the chumras out there. They weren't allowed to become Tameh, but they couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Could they do Birchas Kohanim? No, they weren't allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. Couldn't do Birchas Kohanim. But were they allowed to marry a divorced woman? No, they weren't allowed to marry a divorced woman. They got all the chumras. Couldn't marry a divorced woman. Couldn't be Metameh. Couldn't marry a Zona. But they couldn't do the Avoda. All the worst, it's like the worst of both worlds. That's what these guys were. Lahazir Gedolim ala Ketanim. Not only the Gedolim, Aaron and Elazar and Itamar and Nadav and Avihu, not only they had all these mitzvos, but ala Ketanim as well. The Ketanim like Pinchas and anybody else who was there, those people also had these mitzvos to a lesser extreme. Not the full mitzvos, they had the Lavin, the Isurim that were involved. That's what they had as well. That's Lahazir Gedolim ala Ketanim. That's what it's referring to over here. I like that a lot. I like that answer a lot. I think that's a real answer. That's for the Chassam Sofer. Now, number two, another thing that we can get into over here is why keep warning these guys over anyone else? Why are we giving these people warning over anybody else? So the answer is like this. We start off and we say, Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, you can't become tummy among your people, meaning don't go to the cemeteries, don't touch a dead body, don't go anywhere near a dead body. The only time you can go to a cemetery, and even then you can't go into a full cemetery, you can just bury, you're allowed to bury the dead, is by the seven relatives, your mother, father, sister, brother, sister that's unmarried, son, daughter, and wife. There's only seven people you're allowed to be with, allowed to do, and nothing else is good. You know what we do while we're warning them about these things or anything else? Don't tear your flesh, don't tear out your hair, or anything like that. We tell the Kohanim specifically, you guys don't do this. You always warn people something that you know they're susceptible to. You know that these guys are they're going to want to do it. This is something that they're probably going to end up doing. This is something that we want to warn these guys and say, make sure that you don't do this. I know you're going to do this, Eags, so don't let yourself do it. That's what we're going to tell you. That's what we're trying to tell you over here. Now, here's the idea. The Kohanim were just like Aaron. What was Aaron all about? Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, always did good things for other people. You know, chasing around, is everything okay with you? Is everything fine? So who do you think gave all the eulogies? Who do you think was the guy who was giving the eulogies at the funerals? You know, the guy going up to them and saying all these good things. He's the tzaddik, he's the gomel chassid. When somebody passed away, Aaron would go to the shiva, he'd tear his clothing, he'd cry out loud. He said, I can't believe this guy's gone. Aaron and all the Kohanim cried a ton. They tried to put themselves in the place of the people that just lost their relatives. They tried to say they were the gomel chassidim, they were the best guys to give that spadim, the best guys to do the funerals and to bury the people. They were the guys who would go over. There's a famous story.